This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number on the 11th day of October 2019. 44th anniversary, by the way, of Saturday Night Live and of the marriage of Bill and Hillary Clinton, one of the most successful political marriages in the history of mankind, and we're certainly talking politics on the eve of an election. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. In studio is Daryl Glasper, ranking Republican, former Democratic Metro Councilman in Baton Rouge, who had a personal epiphany and became a member of the GOP, and now is in such good stead that he is an invited guest of the President of the United States tonight to be in Lake Charles, Louisiana for a Trump rally where the President will be supporting a Republican. Both of the major GOP candidates will be in the throes of this rally, Ralph Abraham and Eddie Rasponi. And on the other side of the spectrum is Governor John Bel Edwards seeking re-election. He will not be at the rally. He's the only Democratic governor in the Deep South. And Republicans are taking aim at Governor Edwards, who's way ahead in polls, but if he doesn't get 50% plus one, he's in a runoff. 4 years ago on Election Eve, we had Foster Campbell, public service commissioner and ranking Democrat, 44 years in public office, on the air with Congressman Mike Johnson, then a state lawmaker. And on that episode of radio, it was Foster Campbell predicting that John Bel Edwards would get 56% of the votes, which he did, and Congressman Johnson, soon to be Congressman Johnson, predicted victory for David Bruce Vitter. It did not happen. So we'll start with a man who was right on the button 4 years ago, Foster L. Campbell, Jr., joining us from Bossier City. Good morning, Commissioner Campbell.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, it looks like we might get a rain up here. We haven't had a rain all summer, since July. We're burning up fire bans all over the country, so we need a rain. Hopefully it will help, and it should be a pretty day tomorrow for people to vote.
Well, that's good. We want high turnout. Last time it was only 40%. How do you see this election?
I think John Bell's going to win it in the first. I've talked to a lot of people, been around the state. Yesterday I was in Lake Charles. We had a public service commission meeting yesterday. I talked to a lot of people there. I went to Natchitoches last night, saw a lot of folks. I've been all over the state. And I think he's going to win, and I'm going to make a prediction. Last time I told you he'd get 56% of the vote. How much did he get?
56.
56. I was pretty close. I'm going to say it's between... I'm going to call it today 54%. I think he's going to get 54% and win it in the first.
54%, that would be an amazing performance for a Democrat, and that would be a surprise for those who survey these elections. Most pollsters are looking at 48 to 52% for the governor. But 54% would be a veritable landslide. Daryl Glasper, I suspect you see it much differently.
Well, just a little bit different. First of all, Jim, I want to tell you thank you for inviting me. My good friend Foster Campbell's on here. Look, tonight in Lake Charles, you know, for those who want to register, you still can go and register for two tickets. It's at the Coliseum. It's at 7 p.m. And when you say invited by the president, we all invited because you can go on and
you've
get
been
there.
Rubbing shoulders with him.
I've been supporting him. And let me say this. I see it a little bit different. Let me tell you why. You have a situation in the state of Louisiana now where you have some qualified candidates that are running, and there are two Republican candidates, and one local guy, a redemptive guy, Eddie Rasponi, has spent a lot of his money. They've brought out a lot of good points so far, and I think it's going to be a runoff. So I sat here and predicted the Donald Trump race, and you know that. On the money, I'm gonna predict that it's gonna be a runoff, and it's gonna be a runoff between John Bell and Eddie Rasponi.
So you're predicting Rasponi to make the cut. He appears to be the candidate who is hot at the moment. He's had a lot more exposure because of his vast personal war chest, which he has spent over $10 million on this race, and he doesn't have a record. But it's 70 years old, doesn't have a record, never run before, businessman. Sounds a lot like the guy in the White House.
It sounds a lot like him, but you have to understand, Individuals in the state just worried about their own personal problems, Jim. They're worried about jobs. They're worried about the economy. They're worried about education, number one thing. Worried about job training. Those types of things that I think has been highlighted in the race, and it is up to the in the hands of the voters.
877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org for Daryl Glasper and for Foster Campbell. And John in New Road says he'd like to take a cash bet with you, Foster Campbell. 54% is a pretty ambitious proposal for Governor John Bel Edwards. And they pulled out all the stops against him this week. By the way, Albert Lee Guillory, the head of minority outreach for the Republican Party, was slated to be with us today, but he is ailing, and we wish him well. But Daryl Glasper is, of course, an articulate voice from the right, thunder from the right, and thunder from the left. And if once again, if you'd like to join us, 877-217-5757. What about the stories this week regarding sexual harassment and the governor's actions regarding Johnny Anderson? Do you think that that's going to make any dent in the electorate, Commissioner Campbell?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I hope it doesn't, because it has nothing to do. I mean, it wasn't John Bel Edwards' actions. It was Mr. Anderson's actions. So it wasn't him, and he removed him from his position when he found out about it. So, you know, I hope not. I hope not. But it certainly was startling, and it was something that was not good. It was not good. I can't say that it was. But when you're governor and you have a lot of people working for you, thousands of people working for you, this could happen. This could happen. It can happen to anybody. So he took appropriate actions when it happened, and he dismissed him. So I hope it doesn't affect him, but it could. It very well could. But I know one thing. It certainly wasn't John Bel Edwards that had any. You know, personally, it certainly wasn't. Nobody's ever said anything about him but something good, that he's a good moral guy. He's got a nice wife. They stay together all the time, and they work very hard together. So it's certainly not him personally. And like I say, if you're governor, you've got thousands of people working for you. And he took the appropriate action and dismissed Mr. Anderson when he found out about this incident.
All right. I think technically Johnny Anderson resigned, and he remained supportive of the governor. And last night I was in Baton Rouge making the rounds downtown. I saw Bobby Kennedy, who looks fabulous, by the way, Bobby Kennedy Jr., at the Basin Keeper event. And then I saw at the Council on Aging event several people, many of whom are running for office. And there was one, Johnny Anderson, who was noted from the stage positively. Daryl Glasper, is this a real issue, or is this just it's throwing some mud, hoping some of it will stick?
Well, let me tell you, and Foster come from inside of politics like I do. You know, John Bell didn't hire Johnny Anderson because John Bell knew Johnny Anderson and hired him. Johnny Anderson was hired by the governor at the recommendation of a whole lot of people. It may have been ministers, it may have been politicians, it may have been organizations. But let me tell you something. Those organizations and those individuals wasn't the governor of the state of Louisiana. You have to look at, and this happens all the time, it happens when politicians are trying to help their individuals that are trying to help them to get their agenda across from the inside. And there were recommendations. And you know, the governor couldn't throw those recommendations under the bus, but I think he made it very, very clear that that a lot of people call him about hiring Johnny Anderson. Now, let me say this about sexual harassment. It is never, ever, never, ever accepted anywhere. When you put your clothes on, put your makeup on, and you grab your belongings and go to work to make a living for your family and for yourself, and to be able to get benefits and health insurance and stuff like that, and someone try to force you into doing something that's not healthy on any level.
Dan downtown. Dan, you're on the air with Commissioner Campbell and Councilman Glasper. Hi, Dan.
Hi, yeah, Mr. Glasper, you mentioned the importance of jobs. So should the young people of Louisiana be happy they didn't go to work for one of the six Trump casinos that went bankrupt?
Look, let me say this. You know, I've never supported gambling, and I think I have a history of that. So far as I'm concerned, gambling can go straight to hell, far as I'm concerned, and I mean that. because all it does is take money from other places out of your community, and it gives people advice that they can't have. So certainly, no, if they didn't go to work, they shouldn't have went to work at a casino.
All right. Well, Foster Campbell, that brings us, as we're headed to a break, the president is popular, but not as popular as he was in Louisiana when he was elected. Will this really help the Republicans to have a wounded incumbent president stumping for them?
I don't know. I'm not the right person to ask that question, because it wouldn't change me at all. And a lot of people that I've talked to, a lot of people like Trump. Let's be honest about it. But I don't know how much it's going to help, because he does have some serious problems.
877-217-5757 is your number. And we're going to take a 90-second break and return with Commissioner Foster Campbell, ranking Democrat, and Darrell Glasper, who's now a ranking Republican. They're back after this brief pause. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle and Kirby Ferry's producing, and in studio is Darrell Glasper on the right. On the left, Foster Campbell joining us from Bossier City, where he holds court. He's, of course, been a member of the Louisiana legislature for 27 years, and the last 17 years a public service commissioner, one of the veterans of public service in Louisiana. And if reelected next year, he, of course, will have served more than 50 years in public office in our state continuously. And he is backing John Bel Edwards for reelection tonight. The president of the United States will have just about every Republican of note at his side. I would think the whole congressional delegation will be there, Cassidy and Kennedy and Graves and Higgins and, of course, Abraham and Johnson and Scalise. They'll all be there paying tribute to the president of the United States, who got 58% of the votes in Louisiana. But the WAFB Mason-Dixon poll shows his approval rating down to 51%. And a Fox News poll nationally shows that 51% of Americans want him impeached. What do you think? 877-217-5757. Is the president radioactive? Is he going to do more damage than good for the Republicans, Abraham and Rasponi, who are seeking his support? Doug on Corsi. Good morning, Doug. You're on with Foster Campbell and Darrell Glasper. Hi, Doug.
Good morning. I had actually, the point you just raised was not the one I meant to address, but it does tie in a way, since, you know, the president's budgets and programs have increased the national debt by over $1 trillion and maybe up to $2 trillion. But just, you know, one thing that comes very apparent watching these candidates and listening to them is that Governor Edwards has a very deep and detailed understanding of the state budget and what's involved with it. And neither of his two challengers do. They have a couple ideas they've latched on to, one of which, the old one, we're going to cut taxes. And they don't seem to understand that, you know, when you cut a tax, you have to pay for it, either by cutting spending or some other way, because you reduced revenue. And so if you don't do that, you build up a deficit. But then if you do cover the tax cut, you've just paid for that reduced revenue. So Governor Edwards has brought us from a $2 billion deficit we were left with to a surplus, and they're complaining about the surplus, much of which came from the Trump tax break because of our state law, where you can deduct your federal taxes, but if those taxes are lower, you don't deduct as much. So better business activity, economy's up, that led to the surplus. So anyway, I think we need somebody who understands all this.
All right. Foster Campbell, your thoughts about candidates often say, I'm going to cut, and then when it comes time, they don't know where they're going to cut. And Doug is right that if you cut, you've got to raise taxes or do something. You got to do something to raise revenues to keep the budget even, unless you're operating with less. And that often means danger for political operatives, because every cut has a constituency. Are these candidates being on the level when they talk about the budget?
Well, let's just go back, and everybody believes in history. People think history repeats itself. Let's talk about Buddy Romer and scrub the budget, block up the three floors of the education building. He was a disaster, absolute disaster. Let's talk about Bobby Jindal. Cut. We got too much fat in the budget. He was a disaster. So we got two opponents now, and that's all they're talking about is cutting, cutting, cutting. And that man's got his finger right on the button who just called in. You got a guy that took a budget that was in a deficit, and now we have a surplus. Well, where are the, nobody's saying where, Mr. Abraham's a nice gentleman. He's a nice fella. I don't know the other guy. He reminds me a lot of Ross Perot. He looks just like him. He talks just like him. But nobody's telling where they're going to cut. And every cut has a constituency. Are you going to cut medical schools? Are you going to cut the highway department? By the way, I've had a bridge out up here in North Louisiana, close to my house, for about 7 years. It's a state highway. They've shut down the state highway. A state highway has been shut down because they can't fix a bridge. So you can't cut the state highway. Everybody wants more, better highways, bridges. So I think that man has his finger on the issue there.
All right, Daryl Glasper.
Well, let me tell you, you know, Jim, I always have some weird ideas. One of the things that disturbed me the most is, I take one example. You have a federal program with $1 billion, and then you have to have a consultant to dole out the money to the companies, and then the individuals are left in the lurch. And so throughout government, it's been always been my idea is this. Government was formed to take care of your necessary needs first. Public service, public safety, public service, the employees, your infrastructure, and all these consulting contracts. Let me just tell you this. Now, in Foster, just like me, I come from the inside of government. I understand it. I understand working with a budget. Until you identify those things that affect the public first, and you address those, and then all these consulting, all these jobs, government wasn't formed to do that.
All right. Well, we do have a $500 million surplus in Louisiana that the governor has been actually criticized for, saying that he taxed too much to have that surplus. But Ralph Abraham, one of those making the criticisms, is in Congress, where they have almost a $1 trillion deficit. That's trillion. And all these Republicans are not attacking the president for going against his campaign promise to, quote, balance the budget. It's gotten much worse than it was under President Obama. Gustavo in Goodwood. Gustavo, you're on with Daryl Glasper and with Foster Campbell. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am too dumb to understand something, but should we have a surplus when we have so many problems regarding infrastructure? For example, roads in Baton Rouge, for example, roads throughout the state, and our teachers are not getting paid enough, even though they get a $1,200 raise. And all that. I mean, we have so many problems, so many needs, and we have a surplus. How can that be?
All right, Foster Campbell, what about that $500 million surplus? That's being viewed as a negative. Now, if it were $500 million deficit, I suspect it would be viewed a different way. But what are your thoughts?
Well, my thought is I want to say hallelujah. Well, we went from Bobby Jindal, where we had a deficit, to now we have a surplus. Anybody is basic economics. You have to have a balanced budget, and it's nice to know that you have a little reserve there to operate the state. And he's doing some things with the highway department. But we have $1 billion worth of backlogs of highway work that needs to be done. $500 million is a lot of money, but it's a drop in the bucket to all the money we need for bridges and roads and things like that and operating. So let me just say this, though. We're doing better in Louisiana, but the problem we're having in North Louisiana, we need more jobs up here. So he's doing his best to try to kickstart some opportunities for North Louisiana. We don't have the growth that Lake Charles has. We're not doing as well up here. So he's been up here a lot trying to help people in North Louisiana because he's the governor for the whole state. And we need help in Shreveport. We need help in Monroe.
Oboutier in North Baton Rouge. Oboutier, you are on Talk Louisiana with Daryl Glasper and Foster Campbell. Good morning, Oboutier.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Oboutier.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. My opinions, I keep hearing, like, I listen to the show, and certain things catch my attention. Like surplus and the roads and the infrastructure and things of that nature. But how exactly is the people who are running going to approach these situations?
Daryl?
Well, let me tell you something. Let's go back to the guy who everybody said is going to be nuclear waste. I think Trump has got his hands on the pulse of this country. And let me tell you why, Jim. You know, when the Democrats had control, nobody was talking about the budget. Nobody's talking about how big the budget was.
Well, he was.
Hold on a second. In this country, we give away more money, $4.4 trillion, we give away more money to foreign countries than anybody in the world. And that's what this president is trying to rail in. And let me say this to you. Look, Democrat or Republican, the problems of the people are the problems of the people, okay? And so as you're talking about surpluses and all that, I think, and this is my opinion, if you are a politician at the top of state government, you have to take and slice the government down until you solve the people's problems first.
877-217-5757. Foster Campbell and Daryl Glasper with us for a bit longer, and we'll pause briefly for the news with Karen Henderson. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana on Election Eve. We hope you'll vote tomorrow if you've not already done so. Foster Campbell, ranking Democrat, is with us, and Daryl Glasper, longtime Republican who once was a Democrat. Tonight he'll be in Lake Charles with Donald John Trump, and if you followed the 2016 campaign, whenever Donald Trump made an appearance in Louisiana, there was Daryl Glasper at his side, and he is supporting the president all the way. 877-217-5757 is your number, and let's go, Matt, to Nancy on Old Hammond and Airline. Hi, Nancy. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hi, Jim. I just wanted to say I'm an economist, and so when people say that the United States gives so much money to other countries, I just wince because we give the lowest percentage of our income than any other country. So everyone should know that. We're the largest economy in the world, and we give the smallest amount to developing countries.
All right. Well, thank you, Nancy. And let's try to get to the governor's election, and I think that is a major issue in our country, but right now it's a minimal issue in the governor's election. Steve at the Country Club Estate. Steve, you're on with Foster Campbell and Daryl Glasper. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Jim. I just wanted to piggyback on Nancy's comments and relative to what Councilman Glasper's most recent statement. The 2020 U.S. budget forecasts $30.7 billion in U.S. foreign aid. By contrast, the 2020 defense budget is $718 billion, which is nearly a trillion. Thank you.
All right. And Jim,
let me just say this right quick, very quickly, is that we fight wars for countries that can pay for wars themselves. We put our people in harm's way. We do a humanitarian events all over the world, and in our United States of America, our infrastructure is crumbling. We have no housing.
All right. Well, if Stephen's numbers are right, and I think they are, that means our deficit is larger than the combined numbers for the Department of Defense and federal aid to foreign countries, and that shows what a huge albatross this deficit is. And the president promised to balance the budget like Bill Clinton did, and he has failed dramatically.
If he can get the Democrats off of their behind.
Now, wait a minute. He had a Republican Congress for 2 years.
I understand that.
Why didn't the budget come down during those two years?
Because, like anything else, and this is my opinion. Hell, I'm not there. But I'm just saying to you, if you can get the Democrats to work with the president, they have not worked with him for 3 years.
So you're blaming it on the Democrats?
No, I'm just saying the Democrats haven't done anything.
Well, Democratic presidents have done much better with the deficit than Republican presidents and much better with the stock market.
Jim, let me say this to you. When you take this country with all the problems that's going on in this country and you have to manage the money that you have, or you have to appropriate the money that you have, then that's what Congress is doing right now.
All right, David in Atlanta. Hi, David.
You know, Mr. Glasper, Louisiana's coastline, because of climate change and sea level rise, is being devastated, and Trump thinks climate change is a Chinese hoax. Port workers and farmers are being devastated in this state because of a trade war that nobody ever wins, and Trump won't be the first. And if you're so much against sexual harassment, why do you like Trump so much, who likes to grab women by their...
All right.
Well, let me say this to you. I'm going to go back and address the last one right quick. You know, once again, I'm going to make it a statement. You got a billionaire with a young lady on there, on that bus or whatever they were on. And I said, you wasn't on there, so you don't know what happened.
Well, it was him talking.
Well, it was him talking like anything else. But, Jim, let me say, I'm going to go back and say this again. I don't sanitize anything. I don't sanitize anything. If you are on a bus, a van, or anything else with a millionaire, a billionaire, and you didn't go file sexual harassment claim?
Well, she wasn't on the bus. It was Billy Bush on the bus. Well, but I mean,
that's just talk.
Talking, and he said he was a celebrity. He could do anything he wanted. Yeah. He could grab him by the you-know-what.
Well, guess what? Guess
hey,
what?
Jim.
Let's yes, talk.
Foster?
I'd like to say something, if I could. Let's talk about the money. All through, this is a fact. This is an absolute fact. It's not Democrat, Republican. These are facts. For the last 10 years or 15 years, Republicans have talked about the deficit, and their grandchildren. Every politician, my grandchildren are not going to be able to live in this country. This deficit is busted wide open, like you said, and now they never mention the deficit. Now, I mean, that's a problem. Now, they need to own it. They talked about it forever. They blamed every Democratic politician about busting the budget. And now Mr. Trump has busted the budget. He's given back big tax refunds to a lot of wealthy people and big corporations, and our budget is busted.
All right. Ziet at LSU. You're on with Foster Campbell and Daryl Glasper. Hi, Ziet.
Oh, hello. Greetings, everyone. I would like to build off of one of the previous callers and something that Mr. Campbell has mentioned. I have seen Governor Edwards do his best with making higher education affordable and stable, but I have heard pretty much nothing from either Rusponi or Abraham regarding state funding or support for higher education.
All right. Zia, thank you. Daryl, would you respond, please?
Well, education is the key. And I mean, I went to public school. My kids had to go to private school because I lost confidence in public school. But I can tell you right now, education, but look, affordable training, is that when this state did away with the trade schools, Jim, and went with these community colleges all over, it hurted our workforce.
All right, Foster Campbell, your thoughts about education funding in Louisiana? Is it where it should be?
We need the improvements in education. I'm a teacher. Started out teaching school. We've done some great things in education, and he's trying to do more. You know, he gave the teachers the first pay raise they have in 10 years, and the teachers and the school people around the state, the college professors. I was in Natchitoches last night with the president of Northwestern. He supports the governor because this governor has done something for Northwestern that the previous governor never did. I mean, he paid some attention to Northwestern. It's a small school in northwest Louisiana where working people send their kids to school.
Jim in Mid-City. Hi, Jim. You're on with Foster Campbell and Daryl Glasper.
Hey, Jim, quick comment. I just wanted to say that I didn't realize Daryl Glasper was the voice of the Republican Party in Louisiana, and that
well, he
made
is,
my election
he,
day.
He is a voice,
easier.
But please continue. What's your question?
Well, I just decided to vote for Edwards. Thank you.
All right. I have a feeling that you didn't change his mind. His mind was made up. But Daryl Glasper, Jim has a point. Very few people who are minorities are in the Republican Party in Louisiana, only 22,000 black people. You've tried to change that. Why do black people vote 95% or more for Democrats?
Jim, let me say this to you. You know, we all are individuals. And we have the thought process of the values that we have. And one of the things that say, look, I don't mind if a guy like me or dislike me. I think what my grandmother said a long time ago is those that don't like you is less people you have to deal with. I want to say this. African Americans are very independent-minded thinking individuals. We were probably the most conservative race during the 50s and 60s and early 70s. And I'm going back and tell you, and so with all of these socialist ideas, and the way the Democratic Party was moving, it left me. I didn't leave it. Okay, I mean, supporting a lot of things that I think are bad. And look, Jim, you on its face, on its surface, we say that African Americans vote the Democratic Party. Now, they've been loyal to the Democratic Party, but what has the Democratic Party done to them?
We've got some people who are writing and online, but Foster Campbell, another listener, says that it's impractical for any poor person, black or white, to be in favor of the Republicans who are running for governor because neither one of them supports an increase in the minimum wage. Your thoughts?
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, we do need to increase the minimum wage. There's $7 an hour. Nobody can make a living on
$7. $7.25 now. But anyway, some people believe that we shouldn't have any minimum wage. I don't know, Daryl.
Well, I can say this to you. The liberals have pushed the minimum wage to $15, and a whole bunch of restaurants went out of business.
$15 in Louisiana.
Well, they pushed $15 in other states, Jim, and a lot of restaurants went out of business. Look, let me say this to you: in a free market society, you know, it's going to be dictated by the industry that you're in. Okay.
All right, D in Prairieville. D, you're on with Foster Campbell and Daryl Glasper. Hi, D.
Good morning. I have a comment and a question. My comment regarding the sexual harassment comment a little while ago. Men, poor, a billionaire, men who don't feel like that about women, that they can use their power over them, do not talk like that. So where there's smoke, there's fire. My second comment is regarding education in this state. When I moved to Atlanta a couple of decades ago, the lottery vote had just happened. I voted for it because it was supposed to go towards education like Georgia's did. Somehow, that was pulled.
All right. Well, that money does go to education, but... obviously, we still have issues regarding funding of education, but we only have 45 seconds. I'd like to get some final thoughts from Foster Campbell, 15 seconds each with him and Daryl Glasper. Commissioner Campbell?
I would hope that the people of Louisiana look at the record of John Bel Edwards. He took a bad situation. He's made it better. He has problems, but he's willing to work on it.
Daryl Glasper?
Well, I just hope that people of Louisiana vote their conscience and see the issues that affect them on a day-to-day basis, be it infrastructure, education, economics.
And here in Baton Rouge, the St. George measure is on the ballot for 56,000 voters, and if passed, Baton Rouge becomes the third largest city in the state, and St. George the fifth largest. We're back after this timeout.